Good evening, everyone. I'm not too sure why it is, but today's gospel, or the translation that we have, leaves out a very important word. I don't know the logic of leaving this word out was, but it's a word that appears in the Gospel of Mark about 42 times. In fact, in the first chapter, the chapter from which this reading is taken, it appears nearly 10 times. The word is immediately. Immediately. From the Greek word, or the Greek word, euthys, which means immediately. So the way that this passage normally reads in other translations, or it would read in the Greek, is the Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the desert. So this word immediately you see all throughout Mark's gospel. And so the question that we ask is why? What significance does this word immediately have for Mark that is repeated so many times? The point that when you read the entire gospel and you really focus on this word immediately, particularly when it pertains to Jesus, it reads almost like some sort of a thriller, an action novel. Jesus is going from one scene to another. The action is passing from one scene to the next. So what is the meaning? And there are a number of sort of reasons I'm sure that I could give that Mark chooses to use this word so many times. But I'm going to give you what I believe to be the main one. The main one is this: the word immediately, particularly because it's repeated so often, conveys to us a sense of urgency. The urgency of Jesus, the urgency of the gospel, the urgency that we have to complete God's will immediately. And you can understand this by looking at the gospel. Jesus comes proclaiming, saying, "This is the time of fulfillment. Through all these centuries, the prophets have pointed to this time. It's time to get to work. The kingdom of God is at hand. I am the kingdom of God. I am ushering this new era. It's time to repent for your sin and believe in the good news of salvation. It's time to act. It's time to take this seriously." So Jesus and the others, in paying attention to the immediacy of the present moment, understands that it's time to be obedient to God's will. Obedient to the will of the Father. Obedient to the movement of the Spirit. There was a Spirit who drove Jesus immediately into the desert, and Jesus was obedient. But wouldn't you say, keeping this in mind, that this idea of immediacy, or urgency, which is so prevalent in the gospel, the urgency of the message, that we've got to let other people know about Jesus, we've got to be obedient to the Father's will, is something that has been lost in the world today, particularly amongst Catholics. Now, I'm not here to point fingers. I'm not here to say that everybody here doesn't take the gospel seriously. But as a whole, I think we've lost that urgency of preaching the gospel message, the urgency of living the faith. Why is that? Partially, I'm sure, because we live in southern Louisiana. Here in southern Louisiana, we all grow up Catholic. The cultural Catholicism that we're used to, it gets to be a routine, but we don't even really think about why we live the faith in the way that we do. We just go about doing it. So we lose that sense of urgency, the need to act now, to take our faith seriously, is something that is real and necessary to transform our lives and the lives of others. But I think the reason is deeper. And there are a number of different things I could point to, but the main one is this. We as Christians and Catholics, particularly in our nation today, not just in southern Louisiana, have a warped concept of who Jesus is. Jesus is no longer the Messiah, the Son of God, who's come in power into the world to die on the cross so that we might be saved. Instead, Jesus is a nice guy. He's come to teach us how to get along with each other. People didn't really understand him and they persecuted him. But ultimately, he's a moral teacher. Just like any of the other prophets or religious figures from which we are familiar with. And because Jesus is not the same, the gospel is not the same. The gospel of the good news that we must repent from sin, put sin away, and live our baptism. Be conformed to Christ on the cross. Know the risen Lord. Instead, the gospel is basically, be kind to others and don't judge. If you do that, then you're a good person. And God loves you. And you should feel good about yourself. No longer a demand put on us. No longer a moral code. Just don't judge and be a good person. And because of the shifting understanding of who Jesus is and the gospel and the demands that it normally puts on us, we have a different understanding of the afterlife. Now, everybody gets to heaven. There's no fear of hell. As long as you're a good person, Jesus is not going to condemn you. You're going to get to heaven and everything's going to be wonderful. Nothing to worry about. So if you believe this and understand how these things have shifted, then we realize, well, there doesn't need to be a sense of urgency in the minds of a lot of people. If we're all going to get to heaven, and we're all ultimately good people, what's the urgency to change? What's the urgency to let other people know that they could lose their salvation? What's the urgency for us? Why do we have to act immediately? If you land in an airport and you realize you're going to be late for your other plane, you immediately leave and run there so you don't miss it. It's urgent. But if you land and you have a 4-hour layover, there's no urgency. You can go down to TGI Fridays and have a couple of beers, make a few phone calls, enjoy yourself because you're not going to miss the plane. That's what's the problem in the world today. We've allowed this flawed concept of Christ, the gospel, and the afterlife to seep in. Go read the writings of St. Francis Xavier in the Office of Readings. And he's talking, he's writing about the urgency to come save souls. Francis Xavier, the great missionary to India. That souls are being lost because we do not have people who understand that they need to act in order to preach the gospel. He understood what it meant to act immediately. He understood the urgency of the gospel. That ultimately, souls are at stake. Our salvation is at stake. And so what then can we do? If we can look at our own selves during this Lenten season and realize that maybe we've lost that sense of urgency. We no longer want to act immediately. We don't have that passion for the faith in our own lives or to share it with others. What do we do? How do we regain that sense of urgency? Well, we've got to look to Jesus because Jesus is going to give us the example. Christ is the one who acted immediately. Christ is the one who understood the urgency of the message, the need to fulfill his mission in the world. As I said earlier today, or earlier in the homily, he acted because he was obedient. Obedient to the movement of the Spirit. Obedient to the will of the Father. And out of obedience, he acted immediately. But the fact is, his obedience is not the obedience of a soldier to the sergeant, of a slave to the master. Not the obedience of law. You obey or you will be punished. You obey or there will be penalties. That's the act that we have if we know we need to obey paying our taxes. We're going to do it. We may or may not do it immediately. we're going to do it before April 15th because we don't want to have to pay the penalty. If someone is there barking orders at you and saying, if you do not act, you will be punished. Of course we're going to act. But that's not the obedience of Jesus. Christ's obedience, his sense of urgency, comes from his relationship with the Father. The Father who loved him as a son. And so his obedience is a filial obedience. The obedience of love. The loving obedience is radically different than obedience based in law. We desire to obey those we love or that we know who loves us. Even if it means going through great distances, even if it means giving your life on the cross, we're willing to obey because we love the other person and we know that we are loved ourselves. And so you can imagine someone whom you love or loves you ask you to do a favor, ask you to do something that will cause you great suffering. You're willing to do it, and you're even willing to act immediately with a great sense of urgency because you love that person and you want to make them happy. You want to fulfill their requests. So this is the issue. The reason that we don't have that sense of urgency, the reason that we do not act immediately and understand the immediacy of the gospel is because we do not know or fully comprehend the love God has for us. We don't fully understand that, nor do we love appropriately. Nor do we love the Father or love Christ in a way that compels us to obey. So during this course of Lent, we can't force ourselves to love. We can't sit and demand and say, if I pray three rosaries, God, I want to know your love. But we need to be able to move into that area of experiencing through our baptism the love of the Father. Because through our baptism, we become sons and daughters of the Father, open to that love. And once we experience that love, and once we love back, then we begin to see the urgency, the immediacy of the gospel. We love God and we want to fill his commands. And we love our neighbor and we do not want to see them lost. And we understand the love the Father has for us, that he does not want to see us lost. And as a result, we repent from our sins, those things that cut us off from the Father's love, and are willing, with that great sense of urgency, to go and proclaim the good news. Amen.